The federal mandate to add ethanol to fuel has led to a big increase in climate-disrupting pollution. The renewable fuel standard requires about 17 billion gallons of ethanol, derived mostly from corn, to be blended into gasoline every year. Since 2007, that has led to the conversion of more than 7 million acres of grassland and forest to agricultural production. According to Seth Spahn, a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, that conversion is releasing massive amounts of climate pollution into the air.
We found that expansion caused emissions of almost 30 million metric tons of carbon per year. That's roughly equivalent to the annual emissions of 20 million cars.
Cropland expansion is most prevalent in Corn Belt states, but Indiana's ranked near the bottom for how much greenhouse gas is released from agricultural conversion. The two biggest cash crops in Indiana are corn and soybeans. The co-author of the study, Tyler Lark, says conversions to cropland in the U.S. are similar to the clearing of tropical rainforest in Brazil. However, he notes that the carbon released there is mostly from trees and is easier to recapture.
The emissions we see here in the U.S. are primarily from soil carbon stores, which can take hundreds of years or more to replenish and may never be fully restored.
Cropland expansion under the ethanol mandate also has led to the loss of natural habitat for monarch butterflies, ground nesting birds, and many other species of wildlife. National Wildlife Federation President Colin O'Mara says the findings of the study send a clear message to lawmakers and the EPA.
We have to act with purpose and urgency to fix the ethanol mandate and to confront climate change to protect our health, our environment, our economy, and wildlife. We have solutions, and it's absolutely time to use them.
He adds the delay will only make the problems worse and much more costly to solve. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.